On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Question without notice for you. Will someone go down as Dan Andrews with the dark glasses or the black rim glasses and the North Face jacket?
No, I don't think so. Gil should wear the prison bar jumper. This one through two. Someone wants to see Ray Chamberlain bounce down the slide to prove that he can.
You need to calm down.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Gil should go as a QR code.
He could.
What about Elvis? He's got that nice quaff.
Well, maybe that's why he's been grooming it the way that he has.
Sarah could go down as Sandy from Greece.
She could go down as Sandy from Greece. She could go down as a lot of different things.
Shirley Temple.
Yep. There you go. Dan is in Geelong. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick one. If we're lucky enough to get through to the finals, I was wondering if Geelong, if there would be an argument to not have a home game in Geelong. If there's no crowds, I can't see there being no argument against it.
Not right now, Dan. You can have the grand final there if you want. At least you can get a crowd in there, down there at Geelong. The old Geelong home final argument, Tim. Where do you say? I don't know. We've probably debated this long and hard.
I think you lock out too many people when it's a Victorian-based club, but I'm happy for them to have their home final against one of the interstate clubs. Is that where you see it or not?
Early finals, I'm happy for them to be down there.
Against anyone?
Yep.
Okay. Up until what week?
Probably prelim.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dan. He's up in Sydney. G'day, Mike.
G'day, love your show. Hey, my mum, was a Mad Demon supporter. Her and her cousins rumoured to not have missed a game in the 50s and 60s for 20 years. But she had MMD and passed away about 3 years ago. Now, what I did is I took my family down to Melbourne for the freeze and to have a bit of a footy weekend. And I was telling my kids, Melbourne people are pretty fanatic. We went out and saw her cousin, who we call Auntie Bev. We got out there, Gaz, and, you know, still a Mad Demon supporter. She's a bit older now, so can't go to every game. There was a bit of Melbourne memorabilia around the house, but my 9-year-old daughter went to the bathroom, and she came back, and she said, "Dad, come in here." And we went in there, and there were all posters in the bathroom of Melbourne greats. There was Meats, Uze, Barassi. It was the unofficial Melbourne Hall of Fame in Auntie Bev's bathroom. My 9-year-old daughter said, "There's a problem here. A 90-year-old shouldn't have this." And I said, "No, there's another problem. You weren't in there. You weren't a member of the Hall of Fame, Gaz. And I thought maybe if you get me a poster of yourself, I can put in a good word for you and try and get you into Auntie Bev's unofficial Melbourne Demons Hall of Fame in a bathroom."
I might have been in the toilet, Mike.
Well, you weren't there. The Melbourne greats were around the bathroom wall.
Might have been relegated to the dunny. We'll see if we can rustle something up. They sold out pretty quick. We'll see if we can rustle.
Did they? How quick did they sell out?
I don't know why I say it.
I know.
Because then another 50 people start
that's
going,
okay.
"Oh, you fool."
We know it's a joke. Hey, maybe you've got one of your Men for All Seasons calendars still lying around.
Do you know what?
What have you done with all those?
Well, no, they sold out.
Did they?
They genuinely sold out. Quick sticks.
That girls, I'm open for business. Look that you had on your face. One of the great looks, eh? Steve said on Phillip Island. Good morning, Steve.
Moses. Good morning, fellas. How you going?
Good, Stevie.
Just got our power back, so it's been very nice. I'm actually travelling across from WA, and I come across here, and I've been dragging this generator for all across, thinking, what would it be going in this for? Never used it. Come across last night, freezing cold. Guess what? The Jenny was on, the TV was on. The footy was on. I had a great night. It's terrific. It was really good.
The old generator.
Saved you.
Come to the rescue. Yep. They're nice to have. But hopefully that's the case, Steve, for the whole of the Bass Coast Shire. And, as we said earlier today, we feel for all those people who have been through a fair bit of discomfort in the past 24 hours. I'm sure that our power organisations are working hard to get it all back on.
I think Steve's got a nomination for Gil. Who should he go down as, Gil?
I think Gil, in his way, his slender way, looks so nice. I think Where's Wally coming down the slide, because he attracts more young children and mothers and fathers to think, "Oh, this bloke's actually worth something." You know,
he's got a great sense of humour, Gil.
Has.
He certainly can laugh at himself. Don't you worry about that. So he'll come up with something great, I'm sure.
He has. It was his idea to get Meatloaf for the grand final. That just proves what a great sense of humour he's got.
Bang, from the Wispy. Breaking news, by the way, Brisbane. Mm. Brisbane is almost certain to host the 2032 Games after Olympics boss Thomas Bach described its bid as irresistible and recommended it to a vote of all IOC members. You want to listen to Tom? Here's Tom.
It was a clear vision for a sustainable and feasible Olympic Games, fully aligned with Olympic Agenda 2020 and the Olympic Agenda 2020+5. And all this together, I think, made it somehow irresistible.
Ooh, 2032 up in Brisbane looks to be on, so that's going to be exciting.
Who sang that? Simply Irresistible. I can see him singing it.
I know. Palmer.
Robert Palmer is correct. Well done.
How's that?
That's right.
Oh, I don't know that.
I don't know.
Jason's in Bendigo. G'day, Jace.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
That's very good. Look, I understand you're in an opinion-based business, and that must be very hard for you, but to see people like Caroline Wilkinson come on TV and say that she's certain that Alistair Clarkson won't be at Hawthorn next year, it's got to be a bit damaging, and she's got to look a bit silly after Clark J came out yesterday and emphatically denied the chance of him leaving. Does she come on now and apologise for that? It must be a bit of a slur for Clarko too, having a crack at his sense of loyalty, which he clearly has, because as he seemed yesterday, he seemed very frustrated that every time this is brought up, he's linked to going to that club. Where do people get this? And why do people, if you throw enough darts, do you then hit the target? Is that the way it works in the media? I don't know, but I mean, she should really come out and retract that and say, look, she got it wrong, shouldn't she? Or is that just me?
Yeah, no, Jace, a good call. It's not only just for Caroline, it's just for all of us in the media who, you know, make statements. Some go harder, some go bigger. And Caroline won't need to retract that until January 1 next year because at the end of this year, she said that she thinks he won't be there next year. So I'm sure she'll maintain that despite what Alistair said yesterday. I think Alistair said that, you know, prior to her comments during the week, Alistair said, I'm contracted to next year and I fully intend to see it through. He said it on AFL 360 about 3 weeks ago. So Caroline made her statements on whatever it was, Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Mm.
So she's obviously going to stand by it, and then someone will be right and someone will be wrong. And then, Jason, we make our judgments as consumers of media on who we listen to or who we respect enough to believe on the basis of their history. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. You're right, though. Alistair Clarkson did look a bit frustrated with it all yesterday. Let's have a listen to him.
It's happened every year, I dare say, for the last 10. I don't say that in an arrogant fashion. Every time that there's some sort of movement in it with a coach, my name is linked to it. And I haven't moved for 10 years, and I dare say I won't be moving this time either. So my focus is purely on the Hawthorn Footy Club. I'm still contracted. I want to see this out. Given that I've spent the first half of this press conference talking about what's going on outside our footy club, I'd probably prefer from this point just to talk about Sydney tomorrow night.
And that would be a reasonable enough point to make.
And he also backed over the point that you made. I think we were talking about this last week, where you said that he feels a great sense of responsibility to a lot of players that he's recruited to the club who are still at the club as well.
Yeah, so when you're in the recruiting process and trying to woo players from other clubs particularly, you're making commitments to them and asking them a lot to leave their club on the basis that you're going to be there to drive it through. And he has a great sense of loyalty now. We know all those things can change, but right now, that's where it sits for Alistair Clarkson.
Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Good on you, Robbie, there. Thanks for your advice on what to do up to 9 o'clock. We just talk. When the light comes on, we talk, Robbie. That's our job here. Bert's in, is it Bert or Bart in Donvale? G'day, Bart.
Hi guys, it's Bart from Donbo. How are you?
You're good, Bart. Thank you.
One thing I wanted to talk about was the multiculturalism of Australia. I mean, Margaret and John just put such a smile to my face. They come from different sides of the world, but one thing they both got in spades is a pure old just common sense. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was little Jerry Healy on the couch the other night was making me froth like Johnny about the time clock and the length of the quarters. Now, why don't we go to a basketball-style clock where the clock starts when the first players at the bounce touch the ball, not that it gets called back and we lose a few seconds. when the ball goes out of bounds, because there's a lot of time wasted just by waiting for umpires to ball the, bounce the ball because of commercials.
I agree with that part. I'm one for shorter quarters, right? So I put my hand up and say I think the game goes for too long, but there are mechanisms in place to make it shorter without actually making it shorter, if you know what I mean. And that is get the game going quicker, ball up some boundary throw in. So that's where I sit on the end, and we agree. I think we all concur. With your thoughts on Johnny and Margaret, they just make you smile, and we need to smile.
We do, Gary. We do. Paul's in Rosanna. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Gary. I'm a Bulldogs member. Just ringing up. If Jamara, if a rival club gets Jamara out of the Witten Oval, I'll walk away from the game. We've spent years getting this kid, and I'm just ringing up to express my sort of opinion.
I wouldn't panic too much, Paulie. I don't reckon he's going to go. I know that clubs have, you know, according to our man, Sammy Edmund, and we believe Sammy 100%, that clubs have rung up and maybe inquired. I don't think for one second that Jamara Ugelhagen is going to leave the Western Bulldogs. That's just my humblest of opinions, and they'll bring him on and they'll take their time with him, and their track record with young kids is outstanding. They've obviously looked at Bailey Smith and said, right, there's a kid who's 100% ready to go from day one. They've looked at Jamara and said, no, there's a young man that needs a little bit more work, and that is fine.
And that will be the making of him as a player. If he listens to that, he adheres to all the suggestions around that as to how he needs to modify his training, what he needs to do, how he needs to become a full-time professional, elite, prepare, all that sort of stuff. That's all part of the growing process that AFL players, young players, experience when they step into the game.
Yep. Trots.com.au. Every race live and free. That's where you go. Trots.com.au, my old man does. I think he sits on it all day long. He likes Mildura Race 2, number 4, on my oath. He watched it last start. He said it's going to win. It's very short, but he said it's going to win. The trots.com.au. Every race live and free. Lap up the trots, Wisp.
Hey, Gary, I know this is Fun Friday, but can I just say something for the record, okay? Because you and I had a conversation the other day about Adam Goods, and there's been a lot of conversation that has sprung from that, right, okay, as a result of that. And I put my hand on my heart and say I could have chosen my words more clearly than what I did. It may have been clumsy, and it was clumsy, and it's been misinterpreted. Yep. I was surprised, right, that Adam hadn't accepted the induction into the Hall of Fame, because I thought that he had accepted an AFL apology,
yes,
which they needed to make, and I thought that he'd had sat down with Gill. Now, it's his right not to. He may never accept their apology. It was never his job to repair or mend the relationship. I have never, ever thought that. I said that time heals all wounds. In my life and in my experience, it has.
Yep.
But it may never improve for him. He may never accept the AFL's apology. And that is his right. And some people have suggested, because I said that I think that racism can just be repaired and can go away. Yep. I never intended that to be the case at all. So I just wanted to put a full stop on that.
Well said. Your track record speaks for itself in this area, Tim. We'll take our final break and the volcano. Port Adelaide got pumped. Oh, they didn't get pumped. They lost it last night, so he won't be in a very good mood, unlike the Wisp and I, who have been up and bubbly right from 6:03 this morning, and we'll try and keep it together right through until 9 o'clock.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.